It is a source of great happiness whenever we see fortunate human beings utilizing their lives to progress on the spiritual path. And progress in Krishna consciousness comes according to the responsibility we take in our service to the Lord. The Grihastha ashram is very different from the Grihamedi ashram. Grihamedi means when a man and woman come together for the purpose of enjoying their mind and senses together and enjoying their property and their children without the mood of service to God. To think that we are this body or those people or things that are related to this body to be mine is an illusion. Grihastha ashram is a life that is disciplined under the guidance of Krishna and his representatives so that we can come out of this illusion. By understanding that everything belongs to Krishna, that we are partners in Krishna's service, that the man and the woman do not exploit one another, but they serve one another and help one another to make spiritual progress and take very serious, lifelong responsibility in that service. And if by the grace of God children come into this world, the husband and the wife are a partnership to make those children so happy in Krishna consciousness that they never take birth again in this material world but return to the spiritual world. So marriage is a very, very serious responsibility to God, to Guru, and to the human society. One of the greatest needs within the society are people who are exemplary. People who are showing by their life's example how to be happy together, how to be progressive in one's spiritual life, and actually do the greatest service to the rest of the world. There is no greater service than to be an example of Krishna consciousness. And most of the world naturally will become grihasthas or will at least become married. And if there are people who are really showing how to be self-controlled, pure servants of the Lord in this ashram of householder life, then the whole world will have something to strive for. The Krishna consciousness movement is a preaching movement. It is not a selfish movement. And the preaching that we are praying and hoping that you can offer to Srila Prabhupada and to Lord Sri Krishna is by being such wonderful examples of Krishna consciousness that anyone you meet, anyone who sees you, wants to chant the holy names of God and live such a peaceful and happy life in devotional service. So we are very much honored by the fact that you want to take these sacred vows in this holy temple of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. These vows are being taken before the deities of the Lord, before the spiritual masters, before the sacred fire, and before the assembled Vaishnavas. So they must be taken as the most important aspect of your life to protect. The vows you are taking are to be faithful and chaste toward one another throughout your entire lives, without compromise, to serve one another and to make one another happy in Krishna consciousness. And this comes quite naturally if you chant the holy names sincerely every day, if you hear the glories of the Lord, and you have nice association with the Lord's devotees. So it is our great prayer today that Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas of our disciplic line and up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, that they bestow their most auspicious blessings upon both of you so that you could live happily and peacefully in devotion to Krishna and service to the Vaishnavas and compassion to society throughout your entire lives. And I pray to all the assembled devotees to also offer the prayers and blessings upon Ramesh and Lalita that they can live a glorious and blissful life in Krishna consciousness and really be wonderful instruments in the hands of Lord Krishna for the benefit of all the world.